The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 48 of the Katherine Morgan Show. Today, we are going to be talking about something that a lot of you have recently commented on my videos, and that is a fear of dancing on point or a fear of going on point. You want to get there or you're already on point and yet your head is holding you back. So I'm going to give you some tips today on how to get past that. The number one thing to remember is that everybody who's ever danced on point started somewhere. You know what I mean? Everybody who has been on point was a newbie. Everybody who's been on point at one point felt completely scared and like the shoes were foreign objects on their feet. So you are not alone. Remember that. These professional dancers didn't just, you know, come out of the womb in point shoes and have it be perfect. They had to work for it too. They had to get past it. So it is possible. You don't have to feel like this your entire dancing career. So the number one thing I always recommend teachers do or students do before they go on point is make sure you're really ready. Don't put a student on point when they're 8 years old or you don't feel their feet are ready, because it's really going to hinder them in the long run. And for those of you who are wanting to get on point, remember that. It works for you as well. If you go on point too early, it's not going to benefit you. You're not going to be ready, and you're constantly going to compensate for the fact that you're not strong enough, and that builds up on that fear. So if you are interested in getting on point, start doing lots of releves in your ballet shoes to build up calf strength. That's what I'm currently doing with a group of students that I teach who are probably going to be on point in January. We do a million releves in our flat shoes, and I'm starting to see their calf muscles form. I'm starting to see the ankles be a little bit more stable. That's a great thing to do, because ballet shoes actually are very unstable, particularly in turning and balancing. It's almost easier to balance on point in a way, because the shoe is part of your support. When you're on flat, your ankle has to hold you up, and it's a really tricky thing. So start doing a lot of releves. Start doing your feet exercises. I will link videos I've done on feet exercises on the show notes page. I was about to say in the box below, but this is not a YouTube video. This is a podcast episode. I will link it on the show notes page for episode 48 on KatherineMorganOnline.com. Exercises you can start doing now. I would recommend investing in a TheraBand. They're not that expensive. You can find them anywhere now. You can find them on Amazon. Start doing those things. Prepare yourself for points, so when you do get there, you have the strength, you have that stability that you need, so then you'll begin to realize, oh, I kind of am strong enough for this, and it will get out of your head, because point work is 90% mental. I mean, this is something I've said time and time and time again. If you're in your head and you're holding back and you're doubting yourself, it is not going to go well. It's kind of like, and I said this in a recent video, it's like a gymnast on the balance beam. You see those gymnasts that are one with the beam, there's no doubt, they go for it, they're the ones that stay on. The ones who are in their head or delay or kind of hold back are the ones that tend to fall off. It's exactly the same thing with point shoes. You have to be so 100% confident, 100% committed, and go for it. You can't just kind of halfway do it in your point shoes, because you probably will either not be able to get up on point or in fact hurt yourself. And so part of that, having that confidence, and part of being totally ready, is to do your homework ahead of time. So just start doing those exercises, you know, as much as you can do right now. That's all you can do, so do what you can do. I would also practice for stability, balancing on one foot with your eyes closed. Way harder than you think. And once you master that, put yourself on an unstable surface like a pillow. I include that in my exercises for feet and point work in those videos, so you'll see how to do all that. But just do what you can now, so then again, once you get on point, you're 100% ready to go. When you get on point, this is a mistake that so many students make. Don't rush it. Take your time. You cannot go from 0 to 150 flat. You know what I mean? You've got to take your time. You can't go to the center immediately and start doing pirouettes. And that's where people run into trouble, because they just want to get on point. They just want to be that ballerina. But remember, like I said at the beginning, everybody's been there. Everybody's had to take their time. Everybody's had to go through, you know, the basics, being at the bar, blah, blah, blah. So you're going to have to do that too. And the more slowly you take this and do it right, the faster it will be in the long run. And you will have developed the right shape of your feet, the strength of your feet, and those pointe shoes will no longer feel like a foreign object. It's when you rush it that when you step to the center too soon, you have to, you know, cramp your feet and grip your shoulders and whatnot because you're scared in your head because you didn't take the time in the first place. So if you are a student who is struggling in your pointe shoes, go back to basics. Back to the bar, lots of releves, tendus, getting those shoes to really mold to your feet and feel natural. That's what I recommend doing. Like I said, I've said many times, one of my favorite quotes is, it takes longer to rush. If you rush through it, go to the center and try and do stuff, you're going to end up having to start over. So really take your time and do it right. You know, what? Why not? Why not take the extra 6 months to do it right? So then it's better in the future, you're more comfortable in the future, and you maybe can, you know, have a career as a dancer. If you do it the wrong way, you're going to develop bad habits, you're going to develop a lot of problems, and you could end up hindering your career in the process. So let's say you've done all this, you've taken your time, you've done it right. One thing to start doing, again, to make those shoes feel natural, I say this all the time too, start doing bar in your pointe shoes. And I'm not talking about a normal pointe class, lots of échappés bar. I'm talking about normal pliés, tendus, dégagés, rangés, all that kind of stuff. Because that movement and that feeling is also going to strengthen your feet in a different way. You need to be able to point those shoes all the way. You need to be able to resist against those ribbons. And by doing all of that work, it's going to help your shoes become much more natural, and then you'll be able to get out of your head because it will not feel so foreign. So I recommend starting to do that in those pointe shoes. And then once you do that and you get to the center, start going for it. Know you've prepared. Know you've done all you can. You've done all the releves. You've done the strengthening exercises. You've done all the échappés and everything at bar. This is how you progress, is getting over that fear. So it's a matter of confidence and going for it. It's like the balance beam analogy. Pointe work is 90% mental. And balancing, one thing that'll help you is really push those arches, push right where those ribbons are. I see so many students scared to balance, and when they're scared, they pull back off their shoe, and it's a very insecure position. You have to be in a fully stretched arch, push those ribbons right where that ankle is, and your balance will improve twofold. And it's all because those students are scared and they're holding back. So in your pointe shoes, go for it. Really lift up, really pique, really releve. Don't half do it. And the more you get used to that, the more your confidence will grow and your shoes will become second nature. The last thing I encourage you guys is, if you're still feeling bizarre, make sure your shoes fit you. An ill-fitting pointe shoe can either twist and look sickled, or it would not give you as much support that you need. So if you're doing all of this and you're not progressing in your pointe work, I highly recommend getting refitted. I know I sound like a broken record on that too, but ill-fitting pointe shoes can ruin everything no matter how strong you are. So go get refitted, make sure all of that is good to go, and then just start believing in yourself. Like anything, confidence takes practice. You know what I mean? You're not going to go from feeling like a terrible person to being incredibly confident in one day. It takes practice. It takes stepping out of your comfort zone. So do that in class. Go for it. You know what I mean? If you're strong enough, you're very unlikely going to get injured by going for something. We tend to get injured when we're tired, or we hold back, or we do it halfway. You know what I mean? I've sprained my ankle being too tired and not paying attention and just kind of going through it. Not when I was full force, right in it, and confident. So if you do that, you're actually less likely to get injured. So start believing in yourself. Do all your exercises, stability exercises, bar in your pointe shoes, make sure your shoes fit, and you guys will be great, okay? Just keep going. It takes a lot of work. So for Katie's Corner today, I'm going to link a product that I really like that has helped a lot of dancers with their feet. It is called the Strength and Stretch. It's basically strengthandstretch.com, and they have a lot of tools you can use for your feet and for strengthening. They have TheraBands there. They have a set of pebbles you can use to pick up with your feet to Build Strength. I'm going to link them on the show notes page, and you'll go there and see what they got, and maybe you'll find something that'll really, really help you. But I really like their training tools, and they're all very safe to use. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.